Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, depending on which area of the country you're listening to us. It is the 18th day of March, 2007. We're going to have wide open phones and cover a huge spectrum of important news and information. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. We just added some new stations this week. We also added WWCR Global Shortwave, the biggest shortwave station in the country, to broadcast to the world. Still a lot of shortwave listeners, as well as WBCQ The Planet, millions of listeners per station worldwide. And then, of course, we also continue to have the number one program on Shoutcast with the most Internet listeners for any radio program that offers streams on the Internet. Just go check it out for yourself. Go check out the Shoutcast and the other rating services. My weekday syndicated program is one of the streams. We've got now over 10 of them is number one. Just making the point that the truth is making headway. The truth is having an effect. The people are waking up to corruption and are realizing that there is a North American Union being formed. There is a one-world government being formed. There are corrupt globalists setting up a new world order that must be defeated. It's not about left and right, as the cliche says, and it's true. It's about right and wrong, ladies and gentlemen. And both political parties are bought and paid for by these international crime syndicates and their lobbyists and their big think tanks that come in and basically have absorbed our government and are now using governmental powers in a tyrannical fashion to extract the wealth out of the disappearing middle class. This is literally a war against the middle class because the middle class is independent. The middle class historically has been a threat to the elite. All right, let's get into the news here. There is so much. Dollar sags on subprime troubles. Wow, this is just now getting in the news. We've been warning you for the last 10 years about the dollar. I was worried 10 years ago that they devalued it. Of course, now it's been devalued almost down to no value, 1.5 cents actual value compared to what it was in 1913. And these are federal numbers. You can go pull them up. You have to understand, 10 years ago, the dollar had about 30% of that value. So there's an acceleration since the Federal Reserve took over in 1913, most of the loss of value has accrued just in the last couple decades, and the majority of that decrease in value happened just in the last 6 years. You see, Alan Greenspan, in his last 6 years, and the 20 years he spent as Fed chairman over the private shareholders that own our economy and our government, he doubled the money supply his last 6 years in office, and then Edward Bernanke, the new Fed chairman, said that he would double it in the next 2 years and then made the actual money supply number secret for the first time in U.S. history. And now I was on the exercise bike at World's Gym today, and I was watching CNN for an hour. And it was all a big joke to them, and they were giggling while they talked about it and really making it all a fun announcement that we've got massive inflation and all these other serious problems, but that it was really no big deal and the economy's still in great shape. Okay, fine. If you like your money being devalued down to almost nothing, it's a huge form of taxation, by the way, all right. You just deny that this has happened and just call me a kook as you always do and everything will be okay. But that's fine because it will crash. It will finally fall. And then I just want you to know then when that happens, who did it to you. It was the New World Order, all by design to get you under their control, to consolidate. These are monopoly men. They're not free market. Okay? And they confuse you with terms like communist and socialist and fascist, all those, you know, terms that they invented in the last 100 years. What we're dealing with is the old classical equation of liberty versus tyranny and monopoly men and women who run the global crime syndicate trying to consolidate the wealth. But I've already, see, I just wanted to run through some of the news we're covering. I'm already getting into this. That's just the first story. Dollar sags on subprime troubles. Some good news. Texas House of Representatives defies governor on mandatory Gardasil vaccine. That's the live HPV vaccine causing so many problems that costs $900, and they're lobbying in all 50 states. And Texas was to be the leader of trying to forcibly enact this. Other states, like Bill Richardson in New Mexico, that governor last week announced, you, quote, got to take it. That in itself is a giant hoax, even if you're for these deadly vaccines. Then why not just go ahead then and get angry about the fact that they're lying to you and saying it's mandatory? The House of Representatives is introduced a bill to overturn the governor's executive order ordering the Texas Health Department to put it on the list of recommended. You see, that's all he did, but it's presented as if it is the law. Now, maybe you like giant orchestrated fraud being implemented against you. That tends to make me a little bit angry, and I think it made the legislature mad because they voted 118-23 in the legislature, in the House. Of course, the Senate are historically very corrupt. It's easier to buy off the senators. There's a lot less number of them. We'll see what happens there. They'll probably come out and say that Perry's actually God or something. I mean, hell, Attorney General John Ashcroft and Alberto Gonzalez have both written in White House memos that Bush is the law, thus God, and can't wait till Hillary's president, then she'll be God. Of course, I actually can't wait, but the point is that this is very dangerous. Another big report here that we've broken. We've broken this news, and it's on PrisonPlanet.com, and it's on InfoWars.com, and it's big news. But you're not hearing about it in page 6 of the New York Post or in any other major publication. And I've broken many of these stories, and I followed many of these stories. And I know when there is a blackout going on, you know, we get Christine Ebersole to speak out. And it's on page 6 and makes the news. And she's tiny compared to the person that's now gone public on 9/11 being an inside job. And, you know, Charlie Sheen goes public on my show, massive international headlines. We literally got tens of millions of new readers just off of that story to the websites. And, of course, they tried to ignore it for 2 days, and then it finally broke. Rosie O'Donnell has gone public on 9/11. And the media is completely ignoring it, and that's because they're scared. It was one of the biggest stories for like a month, and I have to say it was a big distraction. Who cares if she says Donald Trump is going broke? We know he's leveraged to the hilt. I wouldn't say he's broke. And then he starts calling her a fat hog and all these other names, and then it was a big hype between them. I mean, that was top news, wasn't it, guys? In the controlling, I mean, that was all over the news, all over radio, all over TV, all over the print. And now she's coming out saying that it looks like 9/11's an inside job and giving her reasons. And she first went public on Tuesday on her own blog. I didn't find out about it until Wednesday. Nobody else picked it up. We wrote a big story about it on Friday and another one Saturday. And even the 9/11 truth sites aren't picking it up. And I know why. And I'm really sad because all I do is link to all their sites and try to build everybody up. I believe in synergy. They're jealous. I don't know why they're jealous, but I noticed that a lot of the other even alternative sites that could push us over the edge are now kind of not liking to link to us because we're the 800-pound gorilla. And I don't know why you're envious or jealous of, in our own movement of all of the incredible stress I'm under and the 18-hour work days. I literally worked 18 hours yesterday and the black circles around my eyes. I do this because I'm trying to save the country. So the mainstream media, the alternative media, shame on you for not picking up this story. I'll tell you about it when we get back after the break. I'll get into detail first on Rosie O'Donnell goes public on 9/11. This is big because it's not that she's a celebrity and so what she says matters. It's that the media normally would cover something like this. I mean, if she burped on television, it'd be headlines. But, no, they're ignoring this because they're scared of it blowing up, and it's going to be a big news story. They're not going to stop us. All the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to put the 9/11 fraud back together again. Then we'll get into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The ultimate patsy confesses to wanting to blow up a bank that didn't even exist until 3 years after he was arrested. Totally staged. We'll get into that, too. And take your call. Stay with me. Thank you.
According to...
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George. This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about Leukocare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, Leukocare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. You know, we have a rule here, unlike other mainstream radio shows who fight to keep people that disagree off the air, who call, screen, and try to restrict dissenting opinions, and a lot of them do. We want you to go to the head of the line if you disagree with me, and the number to join us is 877-590-5525. There's no excuse. Let me give it to you slowly. 877-590-5525. I mean, I know that it's only a few percentage points of the people out there that disagree with me on major issues, that we have out-of-control corruption, that we're losing our freedoms, the government's gotten too big, that our sovereignty's in danger. And that 2 or 3% out there that do disagree, I know don't have opposable thumbs, and it's hard for you to dial a telephone. But, they can train a pigeon or a chicken to type on a keyboard. They should be able to train you to call in. All right, I'm being mean. I'm trying to taunt people that disagree to call in. I'm told Chip does. And then we got Scott, and we got Mark and Matt and TJ, and I think they agree. They just got questions. We're going to get to all of you. I said I wasn't going to Rosie O'Donnell. Let me just tease it right now, give you some of the information. Then we're going to come back, because I want to go to calls right now. We're going to come back and cover it in the next segment. And the really serious news, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has confessed to being the snake in the Garden of Eden, slithering down out of the tree. By the way, I said this on air the day they released this transcript, and then 2 days later I saw major national cartoons, two separate ones showing him as the snake in the tree. So I know people are stealing my lines here. But no, he did crucify Christ. He was there to sink the Titanic with explosives, and he's behind everything, folks. So we're going to, and I'm pleasantly surprised that no one is buying it. Not conservatives, not liberals. They've got polls as high as 95% of people disagreeing. The day it came out, it was 75. Then as more details came out, I've got polls, 94% don't believe that. Obviously, you can't believe. Well, wait till we go through the evidence of that. It's amazing. Actually, folks, he did tempt Darth Vader. He's also responsible for turning Anakin Skywalker to the dark side of he's actually the Emperor. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is, if you slip on a banana peel, folks, he placed it there. He was behind Napoleon Bonaparte. All right, I'm going to quit screwing around here. This is a very serious issue. O'Donnell out of the 9/11 closet as a 9/11 truther. You know, the incredible part is that I remember just railing against her for gun control. And I disagree with her on a lot of issues. But I got to tell you, she's got a lot of nerve. Now, again, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I told you that she's clearly a 9/11 truther. I know people that know her. I mean, I know people who are on the show with her. I'll just leave it at that. I don't mean just guest. I mean guest host. Well, I mean, let's not make it a secret. I'll tell you about it. Actually, I'm allowed to talk about it, so I'll talk about it. I always get stuff in confidence, and then other stuff isn't in confidence, but I just treat everything dealing with Hollywood people as a confidence, and then I end up just never talking about it. But I can actually get into this. The story here isn't just that she went public. It's what she said. It's the key points she brought up that can't be refuted. We'll walk through those. And then there's the sidebar to this, the caveat, the addendum, the sidebar, that she went public last week on her blog Tuesday and then really went public Friday and then Saturday put out even more on the official Rosie blog. And we broke it, and by breaking it, we went and covered it, and no one else is covering it. No one in the alternative media. It's like they're all on vacation, the national media. I mean, when Christine Ebersole, who's been on a lot of big TV shows and movies and got the number one show on Broadway right now, when she went public on the Genesis Network, she went public on John Connor, who I got into talk radio. And then I've talked to her since on the phone about Rosie and others. She went public. It was cover page 6, which is the biggest gossip column in the country, New York Post. It was on some national TV shows. Some people talked about it. I think Drudge talked about it. It didn't go supernova like when I interviewed Charlie Sheen or any of those other people or Rick Linklater on 9/11 being an inside job. But it still got big. This is Rosie O'Donnell, the big kahuna of controversy. And the media loves to go after her and loves to cover her. And she's coming out saying it's an inside job. And there's a cover-up. But let's go ahead and go to Chip. Chip is calling from Seattle, and Chip says he disagrees because he has a chip in his brain. Really bad puns here, folks. Go ahead, Chip. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. I've been watching and I've seen all your movies, and I've been listening to you for a long time.
Now, wait a minute. Did you say you disagree to go to the head of the line?
Morally, no, but I do disagree with just about everything you say. In fact, most of the issues I do. But
sure.
You, like Rosie, have a lot of nerve to be out there saying it, I must admit. So I love
you. Okay, okay. But specifically, what am I wrong about?
Specifically, well, I don't see that you're necessarily wrong as much as contradictory. Don't you think there's somewhat of a contradiction between you railing against open borders and yet speaking about free humanity and anti-police state? I mean...
No, you don't. I'm a constitutionalist. Do you know the three things the Constitution says the government's got to do? And, of course, it's three things they don't do properly.
Defend the borders, of course. Is one.
Defend the borders, issue the money, which the private Federal Reserve does, not the government, and have a strong naval force to defend the nation but not get involved in foreign wars and entanglements. Okay? So the government's not doing what it's supposed to
do. I know you criticize the UN a lot. The United Nations Charter is modeled after the United States Constitution.
Oh, really? And the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, can you tell me what Section 29 and Section 30 say?
Aren't they very similar in nature to the 10th?
Let me see. Let me go to Google right now. You just keep talking. I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to type it in so I can read the actual quote in the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, and I will read it to you after the break. I will. It says you have absolutely no rights, and you're a complete slave.
I don't believe that's the exact quote.
Well, of course it's not. It's in lawyerese for you. No, but it says you have absolutely no rights if the UN deems it. It gives you 28 great rights. My gosh.
It's kind of like what goes on here in America where you really have privileges rather than rights.
Well, that's under 14th Amendment. But okay. Sir, let's expand out of there. I'm telling you, if you go read the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights.
Right.
It gives you all these great rights.
Amendment, obviously, just like the Constitution, correct?
No, the Constitution doesn't have trick clauses in it and trap doors every 5 feet. No.
Let me ask you a question.
Have you ever read the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights?
Actually, no, but I've been intending to, but I've heard a lot about it. Of course, I'm familiar with several of the articles. But I must admit, I probably haven't read the Constitution.
Yeah, read Article 29 and 30.
In fact, I want to get one of your those little pocket constitutions that you always are talking about.
Well, we sell them at we sell them at Infowars.com at cost. I think they're a dollar a piece. Little 70-something page color covered booklet.
That tells me that I'm a slave by the UN. I think the UN generally fights against the corporate interests.
Let me ask you a question. Who founded the UN?
Are you going to say corporate interests?
Where was it founded? I mean, let's do a quiz here.
The UN has gone through...
1945 at the Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco,
again, where
California.
Did the U.S. Constitution start?
It started right here in the United States.
Well, back to ancient Greece. I mean,
Iroquois
Confederacy.
That's not true either. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I guess a couple founding fathers did say, well, we'll talk about it when we get back. Very complex issue.
We understand that decisions related to health can...
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the Nutramedical Report on Genesis Network. Join us Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on GCN. Call for info at 888-212-8871. When you tune into the Nutramedical Report, you'll hear the latest in natural healing solutions, recovery from depleted uranium, vaccine dangers, GMO foods, cancer solutions, heart disease prevention and recovery, defense from infection, biological warfare and radiation, global warming and the new world disorder. All are showcased with top wellness doctors, scientists, and anti-aging experts on the Nutramedical Report. Log on to Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's personally selected companies and to schedule a consult for a remarkable healing of your body, mind, and spirit. At 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I medical.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
I'm on the United Nations website looking at Article 29 and 30 of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. And it says 29, everyone has duties to the community in which alone the free and full development of the personality is possible. So you have these duties to the state. In the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as is determined by law. Now, they do that with the Second Amendment. They go, well, yeah, but Bush says you've got a right to keep and bear arms as long as prescribed by law. Well, the laws are under the Bill of Rights. Those are the big laws you can't change. But they're saying, no, no, no. If we pass a state law or a city law or a federal law saying we can take your guns away, it's okay. And then it goes on. In the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law solely for the purpose of securing due recognition and respect for the rights and freedoms of others and of meeting the just requirements of morally public order. Oh, public order. Oh, and the general welfare in a democratic society. So you have no rights if the state decides your activities could hurt the general order. And we see this in the UNIDIR, UN Small Arms Organization. In July 7th of 2000, they wrote, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And I agree that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the power monopoly of the state. I agree with that whole statement except for one word, legitimate. There's nothing legitimate about a power monopoly of the state. When you have a power monopoly of the state, it's called tyranny, it's called despotism, it's called enslavement, power monopoly. In this country, the power is shared by the people. But see, now we don't call government servants anymore. They're called officials, authorities, honorable, your excellency. You see how they've changed everything around, and it goes into 30. Nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, group, or person any right to engage any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and freedoms set forth therein. And so that's the opposite of the Declaration of Independence, saying it's your right, it's your duty to throw off oppression. You see, and it goes on and on. And then you ought to read the subsections. Then they flesh it all out in hundreds of pages of policy per section. And no free speech laws, no private property laws. The UN was set up by big global banks at the end of World War II. They tried to set it up at the end of World War I. Woodrow Wilson got conned into pushing it. Then right before they murdered him, he was poisoned on a train while he was traveling. He'd just written letters saying, I'm going to expose the group of private bankers. They conned me into getting the Federal Reserve passed. It's a new world order. I'm against it. They want to destroy U.S. sovereignty. But he started speaking out and wrote a few letters and then got poisoned to death. And he didn't shoot his mouth off anymore. I'm not kidding. Go read. I've got actual copies. I've got the photos from the Library of Congress, the scans of letters from Woodrow Wilson. Okay, it's just unbelievable. He was a president, ladies and gentlemen, and they set up Edward Mandel House from House Park right here in Austin, Texas, who later wrote a memoir admitting that they'd overthrown the U.S. and were setting up the system to take over with the Federal Reserve. The book is called The Actor. It's a rare book, but I'm sure you can find it at the proper library if you so desire. The Actor by Edward Mandel House. House Park, right here in Austin, Texas. So, but again, I'm one of those weirdos. I actually read memoirs of these people where they admit everything. You ought to read Helmut Schmidt's memoir. I actually dug that back out of storage, and I had one of my guys I'm making a film with go over it. He was like, my gosh, it's worse than you said in here. He's talking about how he devil worships. And I'm like, that's your German chancellor. How he loves the devil worship with our leaders. I mean, folks, this is written by him. But again, they know that maybe one-tenth of one-tenth of 1% read memoirs by the... You ought to read David Rockefeller's memoir he put out in 2004. It's called Memoirs of David Rockefeller, where he calls us all slaves and says he's setting up one world government and says he is destroying America. Oh, it's so useful in the new film I'm making to have the actual scans of the pages. Very, very useful for those out there that are in denial. Now, I know we got Paul, Scott, Mark, Matt, TJ, everybody, and I'm going to get to you. But first, let me right now jump into the Rosie O'Donnell news. And you're only going to hear this here. She's trying to get attention. She's trying to test the water. She stuck her toe in, then her leg in. Now she's up to her neck. In three different blog postings over the week, no one else is covering it. We're covering it. Rosie O'Donnell, who literally can pass gas in her own bathroom, and there's international news teams there. Okay, an attempt at humor, folks. Potty humor, yes, but you know, do I have your attention now? She could have a crooked toenail. She says anything about Donald Trump, it's huge news. But I talked to Christine Ebersole, who's big in movies, TV, and Broadway, big Broadway director right now, number one show on Broadway. I talked to her a few weeks ago. She went public on the network I'm on with John Connor about 9/11 being a total inside job, and it got covered. But why is it being covered when Rosie O'Donnell does? And, of course, Rosie then went on TV and said, 9/11 is an inside job. 9/11 is an inside job. And she said, that's what people are saying on the street. And then she would, give evidence and websites, and they had Brolin on there. Hundreds of TV shows and movies. James Brolin said, just, check out these 9/11 truth sites. Tell me what you think. So that they all know about it. I've talked to folks that co-host on the show, that are guest hosts, and they say, absolutely, they all know it's total 9/11 truth. That's why you can see Barbara Walters, though, who doesn't particularly like it. She's just scared of it, freaking out. I've learned some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Barbara Walters Barbara Walters will, when they bring up 9/11, turns red, closes her eyes, and purses her lips and looks down. But she's fighting a smile because she wants it to come out. But she's just so scared when they start doing this. And the point is, if many more big stars go public, if you knew the stars that I've had a chance to get to know, some of the biggest in Hollywood know all about 9/11 truth, and they won't go public. They will, and people say, well, who cares what the stars think? Well, regardless, it's big news what they wear and what they do. Okay, the point is that this should be covered, and it should get attention, and it will make more people look at it and investigate it. So this is from Infowars.net. Rosie O'Donnell, out of the closet, is a 9/11 truther. Talk show host lays out WTC7 facts in blog. Friday, March 16, 2007. This is our second report on it. It has been evident for a number of weeks now that talk show host Rosie O'Donnell has been trying to cover 9/11 truth in the best way she can without being yanked off the air. Now her latest blog posting confirms this. I'm going to try to get O'Donnell on. We're working on it right now. Hey, Rosie, I've boycotted you back with the Kmart gun deal, but it's good to have you on the team now. In her latest blog, dated March 15th, O'Donnell dispenses with the small talk and gets to the nub of the matter by stating some of the facts surrounding the demolition of Building 7 on 9/11. Here is the blog entry in full. At 5:30 p.m., 9/11/2001, WTC collapsed. This is her second post. She's done three. For the third time in history, fire brought down a steel building, reducing it to rubble. Hold on, folks. Here we go. Third time in history, all in that day. The fires in WTC 7 were not evenly distributed, so a perfect collapse was impossible. Silverstein, the owner, said to the fire department commander, the smartest thing to do is pull it, a demolition term. Firefighters withdrawing from the area stated the building was going to blow up. We have literally dozens of clips of them saying it. We've been told it's going to blow up. We're bringing it down. Get back. The roof of WTC 7 was visibly crumbled, and the building collapsed perfectly into its footprint. Molten steel and partially evaporated steel members were found in the debris. WTC contained offices of the FBI, Department of Defense, IRS, which contained prodigious amounts of corporate tax fraud, including Enron's, U.S. Secret Service, Securities and Exchange Commission, which, with more stock fraud records on Citibank, Solomon Brothers, Smith Barney, the Mayor's Office and Emergency Management, and many other financial institutions. The SEC has not qualified the number of active cases in which substantial files were destroyed. We're going to come back and finish up with what Rosie O'Donnell had to say. And the newest stuff she said, then your calls, then Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He stole the Lindbergh baby. We'll be right back.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, syndicated broadcast every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., all times central. We've had loaded phones since the beginning of the broadcast. And I do want to go to your calls. Let me just finish up with the Rosie O'Donnell thing. It took her a lot of courage to go public and add hyperlinks to facts and documents to all of her statements. She's done her research. And she does have one of the highest rated TV shows on ABC. Amazing. She continues to talk about what was in buildings. Some people always say, well, how would the government get in a building and blow it up? It was a giant spook compound. This thing had more agencies in it than Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, it's just CIA, FBI. The SEC has not quantified the number of active cases in which substantial files were destroyed by the collapse of WTC-7. Reuters News Service and Los Angeles Times published reports estimating them to be 3,000 to 4,000. They include the agency's major inquiry into the manner in which investment banks divvied up hot shares of initial public offerings during the high-tech boom. Ongoing investigations at the New York SEC will be dramatically affected because so much of their work is paper-intensive, said Max Berger of New York's Bernstein, Leibowitz, Berger, and Grossman. This is a disaster for these cases. And she gives her source there, New York lawyer. I mean, everything she says, there's a source. Online Journal, ABC News, Tech TV. Every line is just to a mainstream report, mainstream document. Citigroup says some information that the committee is seeking about WorldCom was destroyed in the September 11th terror attack at the World Trade Center. Solomon had offices in 7 World Trade Center, one of the buildings that collapsed in the aftermath of the attack. The bank says that the backup tapes of corporate emails from September 98 through 2000 were stored at the building and stored in the attack, destroyed in the attack. Suddenly can't read. Trying to hurry is why. Inside WTC-7 was the U.S. Secret Service largest field office with more than 200 employees. All the evidence that was stored at WTC World Trade 7 in all of our cases went down in the building, according to the U.S. Secret Service Special Agent David Curran, Tech TV. She says, let's start here. Okay, go slow. Remember to breathe. Use Google. And clearly anticipating a huge response, O'Donnell has suspended the comment section from her post. And where is the national media? Why aren't they covering it? Why aren't they discussing it? Why aren't they getting into it? Why isn't this newsworthy? You should go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. You should grab the 3 reports we put out on this, that Steve Watson has put out on this. You should email them to the alternative media first and say, why in Hades have you not posted this? Why have you not put this out? Why are you ignoring this? You don't have to give Alex Jones credit for noticing the blog and noticing that O'Donnell had done this. Just write it up yourself. I mean, come on. This is big. We need to force the mainstream media to cover this, and I guarantee you they know all about it. It's just incredible. All right, I'm done talking about that. We'll take calls now. We start the next hour. I'll get into the bizarre confession of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and why everyone from Matt Lauer to Robert Baer, senior CIA agent, to you name it, doesn't buy that it's a real confession. And should you even look at the confession when they admit it comes out of torture and secret arrest? Well, just wait till we get into this. The CIA, by the way, was holding his young sons and admits that they torture children in White House memos. The good guys torturing children. Well, I guess Jack Bauer does it on TV, and it gets good results in that fantasy land. And since Americans live in a fantasy land, we'll just keep living in a fantasy land about the value of your dollar, too. Just keep thinking that our country's really run by people that care about this nation. Just keep believing your delusions, because you're going to be brought to reality. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in Canada. Now, Paul hasn't been holding as long as Mark or Matt or TJ or Scott, but Paul, it looks like, disagrees. So he has to go to the head of the line. I'm really sorry to the other callers, but we'll make it quick. Go ahead, Paul in Canada. Where are you listening to us in the Great North?
Yeah, Alex, how you doing, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, well, where are you listening to us at there in Canada?
I'm in Ottawa.
You're up there in the big city. What's going on?
Well, like, I am a fan of yours, right? But I do disagree, just like in the way you go about things. For example, like, I think you hyperbolize issues quite a bit. Just, and if I give a quick example, let's say you badmouth all environmentalists, right? Which on the surface is pretty, like, accurate. But, like, for example, there are some people who just have a problem. They don't want to take someone's ranch. They just don't want to see, like, circus animals get electrocuted. You know what I mean? Mistreated. And
well, you know, you are bringing up an extremely valid point, and I appreciate your call, and I agree with you. But it's not just on the issue you raised. I have a lot of family that are police. I like most cops that I meet at the gym or in daily life or over the years, or cops I've had that are neighbors. Funny, nice, smart, brave people generally. But I hate the system, and I hate what the police are doing on an everyday basis out there, and I hate how they're trained, and I hate the fact that I've seen police treat people like absolute pieces of trash. They wouldn't want their family treated like that, and there are a lot of bad cops out there. So I get up here and yell and scream. I need to make it clear, because it'll do more damage, because it isn't reasonable to just say cops are bad, and sometimes I do come off like that. Number one, I'm in a hurry. I got all these callers I want to take, all this news I want to cover. And that's the nature of talk radio, is it's sped up, and we got, you know, these commercials and news and traffic and everything else when I'm on during the week, and I just have to kind of condense it. Now, I've been getting better the last few years in explaining that mainline environmentalism is totally co-opted and totally financed by big banks and by big corporations. Dutch Royal Shell brought up the peak oil fraud. Oh, there's not enough oil. We've got to jack the price up. BBC, Greg Palast broke that. Good friend of mine. Got the documents. I'm saying, look, the honeybees, like half of them are dead worldwide, okay? Total disaster, key in the food chain. The pollinators, plankton's having major problems, all sorts of things. It's just, it's out of genetic engineering. The genetically engineered food we're eating is killing most of the rats it's fed to, all sorts of problems. Diabetes up several thousand percent, and it's not just the corn syrup. All sorts of real dioxin in the plastics we drink out of and eat out of is what's making our girls go into puberty at 8 years old and our boys to be feminine. Total red level emergency, cell phones, thousands of major studies causing massive brain tumors. I can't stop. I'm using it. We're creatures of habit. We habitualize stuff. I've said that I'm for real conservation and real environmental policies. But what you're being seeing with global warming, which is not man-made, and all the science shows that, there is climate change. Their solution, even if it was man-made, is a global tax, which goes to the private corporations that the UN is basically controlled by. See, liberals think you vote for big government and that big government will then go extract the wealthy's money and dole it out to them. What they don't know is that big corporations, and again, 46 of the biggest economies of the top 100 are corporations, not governments. They act as governments, and they go lobby governments to take your tax money and pay it to them in all sorts of investments and scams and you name it. Now, conservatives aren't really conservatives. They just think they are, and they're going to leave corporations alone. They don't do nothing wrong. Oil companies ain't involved in no cartellers, and everything's all right. Again, you think corporations are perfect? No, most of the big ones are actually mechanized, organized crime syndicates. Literally, folks, they're like the mafia dons, okay? And most of your tax money actually goes to them. And they're moving everything offshore. You don't even get any of the trickle down. So your whole political paradigm is scrambled. It's a fraud. Look, I remember going to a smart growth conference when they snatched the 15,000 acres outside Austin and then wouldn't let people build on it and then took it and then took the restrictions off and are building hotels and everything else on it and million-dollar ranchettes. And I went to a smart growth conference. It was all these bank chairmen and Dallas Cowboys, and they were just up there going, we're taking all the land. We're going to make huge profits. Ha, ha, ha. They didn't even lie. Kirk Watson was there, Michael Dell. It was just a big business, baby. It's feudalism. The government doesn't come now with a gun like they did or a sword 500 years ago and say, we're taking your land because we've got the power. They say, it's for the earth. Oh, this is for, we need to tax you all fossil fuel usage. It's for the earth. This earth is dying. Look. Look at the polar bears floating on the ice floes. Which they always do to hunt seals. They're dying. They can't swim. Look at them. Yeah, they just can swim 300 miles. Oh, the poor babies. We need to have new environmental laws where you one drop of oil, you go to jail for 5 years on the ground. Oh, the earth. Oh, dear me. All right. We're going to come back, and I promise we're going to blitz through everybody's calls that are currently holding. Then I'm going to get into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Folks, this is unraveling. This has backfired bigger on the government than anything I've ever seen. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. I'm raging for liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.